America Weekend.
How do you choose a date? Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. Except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior. Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Do you remember your first date with your boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, it worked out well. You've been with him a couple of years now. There is no trouble in paradise. It's a great situation. Mm-hmm. What was the one thing you remember about that first date?
I remember sitting across from him. We went out to eat at a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking across at him, and he had this black V-neck T-shirt on. He had his hat on, and he has like a big tattoo on his chest, and his tattoo was kind of hanging out of like the V-neck on it.
Wow.
That's what I remember, sitting across from him and thinking, wow.
See, here we go. She took us down a different path. I'm talking about how affordable the first date was, and she's telling us all about her boyfriend.
We went out to dinner.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. So at least, he took you to a restaurant.
Nice. It was nice.
You know, it's nice, it's festive, but it's a little, the nice little mood.
What? I know what I can remember from that.
What?
Because they had the bands. What is it called? Like the bands when they have like the
guitar. Mariachi band.
They had a mariachi band going around. And he and I were both like, if they come over here, we're going to pretend like we have to go to the bathroom or something.
And both run to the bathroom. See? So they knew it was meant to be. They both hate the mariachi band. All right. So we're talking about first dates in terms of them being affordable. Now, that was a nice, affordable first date.
Sure.
So we found this list, and this was actually at WallStreetCheatSheet.com.
Okay.
Affordable first dates that won't make you look cheap, because you're trying to do something, you want to be nice, but you don't want to spend a lot of money because you don't know where this is going. It could work out. It could be somebody that you're never going to want to talk to again. How about taking that special someone to a farmer's market?
Oh.
Foodies can't go wrong with an afternoon spent wandering the stalls at the local farmer's market. Pick up some flowers, chat with the sellers, taste a few samples, and if things are going well, grab the ingredients for a simple picnic. Wait a minute.
Where is this that there's some place to go have a picnic?
Well, you can go to the park, but here we go. All right, every little suburban town in the spring, summer, and fall has its own kind of farmer's market. If you meet someone that you're interested in, what are they going to think if you say, you want to go to the farmer's market on Saturday?
Farmer's market, we could taste the cheese samples.
Really? I mean, that is so cheap. It's affordable, but I doubt there would be a second date.
I feel like that's something you do when you're with someone 3 years and you're like, babe, but let's go to the farmer's market.
That's exactly
not the
right.
First date.
Or married for 21 years.
Right.
And you're looking for low cost but fresh lettuce. That's what you do.
Right. Organic.
But you don't set the tone
farm
this way.
To table.
Here's another one. Volunteer together.
For a first date?
Do you both have a passion for the environment? Are you each crazy about dogs? If you share a commitment to a common cause, a volunteering date can be a great way to get to know someone. And instead of spending a lot of money, you're giving back to the community. You know what this screams? You're cheap.
You
don't want to spend anything.
I can understand if you met the person at like the ASPCA or something, but not bringing them
exactly
to the dog rescue for a date.
Right. You know, you meet each other somehow. You know, you see each other at a party and you decide, okay, we're going to do something on Saturday. What do you want to do? Let's go march.
Let's go march?
Let's go clean out the stalls over at the dog shelter. Again, there's no second date.
It's so weird.
You could buy a stick of gum and spend more money than you will by volunteering by doing something
That's
like this.
That's true. That is very true.
Here, now this
movies
one,
in
movies
park.
In the park. I mean, if you can't pony up for two movie tickets, I know they're expensive. It's $15, but still $30 for a potential lifelong of love and happiness. So instead you go and sit on some wet grass somewhere to watch some movie that was out 4 years ago. Wouldn't that turn you off?
I would not be into that at all.
No.
I'm not into stuff like this.
No, this is... here's another one. Now, this is a little kitschy, but a little weird.
Mini golf.
If your boyfriend said to you that first night 2 years ago, hey, you want to go play some mini golf? I could knock it right through the windmill.
You know, I'm sure you can, babe. If the guy said, hey, let's go play mini golf, and I was already there and dedicated to this date, I probably would have gone.
Okay.
I wouldn't have been happy about it.
No.
And I probably wouldn't have gone back.
And that would have been it.
That would have been done
It's over. And you're on to looking for another first date with somebody else. See?
Yeah.
This is the Christina Stoffo barometer of potential relationship success.
But this is, again, something you do with someone where you're kind of established in a relationship. Oh, you know, you're down the shore, you're at the beach.
Right.
Oh, let's go play mini golf. Like,
you need to
not
be
a first
right.
date.
You need to be very set in the relationship
right.
for you to take a leap like this. Okay.
Agreed.
This is not something you do early on because it screams, this person is cheap. They don't want to spend any money on me. Why am I even here?
Exactly.
And the most annoying
Agreed.
Part of mini golf is when you're standing there and the people in front of you
oh,
are too slow.
Awkward.
I hate that.
It's awkward.
It's 90 degrees, you know, and the windmill doesn't even spin the right way. It's a nightmare.
Tell us how you really feel about mini golf, Ed.
It really does suck, and I'm not afraid to say that. How about this? Trivia night.
This I'm okay with. This no, I'm okay
oh,
with.
See, if this was nerd trivia... I mean, you would... Oh,
wait a minute.
The way to Christina Stoffo's heart is a nerd trivia night date. Am I wrong?
I love this idea. But here's the thing. Nerd
what?
Trivia, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Other things, though, don't ask me about geography.
Oh.
Don't ask me about history at all.
So we can't just whip out some Trivial Pursuit here and embark
don't ask me
on
those
a trivial
questions.
Excursion. No.
Nope.
I'm thinking we need to play Trivial Pursuit on the program.
Don't ask me those questions.
Here's a good idea.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know.
We should get some of the more constant guests on the show. We call Deborah Norville.
Yeah.
We call Richard Bay.
Oh,
and
God.
We all have like this big Trivia Pursuit contest on the air.
I am going to be the dummy on the show.
Well, I'm not a brainiac either.
Listen, I know nothing about this stuff.
Really?
And I'm not even, you know, I'm not saying I'm stupid or anything like that.
No, of course not.
But when it comes to these like facts about
yeah.
anything, I'm
right.
so bad with that. I'm just so bad with like fact finding and knowing weird stuff about like, you know, this president
right.
or that country. I just don't know.
Because, and here's another good thing to bring it back to the idea of the date. You don't want to make yourself look like you may not know a lot of things. So you don't want to embarrass yourself on that first date. Because if the guy is sitting there and if he's just enamored with you and he really is into you, but if he realizes she has no idea who Chester Arthur was, it's over with. It's done.
Or it could backfire in the other way. If the girl or if the guy's bringing the girl and the girl ends up smarter than the guy.
Oh, that's
the guy may forget it. That's like a
whole
totally other psychological issue right there.
You drop her off. You get a nice hearty handshake and you drive away and you never, ever come back. That's what happens. The next one is going to a museum. Now, to me, this sets the tone for just complete abject boredom, right? How do you know if they're into it?
Yeah, a lot of people aren't into art.
No.
I'd say, you know, I'd say that is very specific to the people. Like, if you know you have a common interest in sculpture.
And these are things you do with someone when you're still, quote unquote, just friends with that person. It's
sure.
like, we're going to hang out. Oh, you know what? Hey,
yeah, let's go to the museum.
We're walking by the museum. Let's go in. The suggested fee is $25. I'm trying to make this affordable. I'm going to throw them a dollar and say it's for both of us. And then you walk in. Oh, people do that all the time.
Well, it's a suggested donation.
I've done that with my family
oh,
at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Oh, Ed.
And it wasn't too long ago. No, it wasn't. No, I didn't give a dollar. They wanted $35 for adults. And my son is 12. They
Wait,
wanted
each?
Like 20. Yes.
I would give him like a 20.
I gave them 25. Well, the suggested fee
well,
would be
then if they wanted
$90.
To be a, if they wanted to be a real fee, it shouldn't be a suggested fee.
Right. They wanted 90, they got 25, and I think they made out good.
Very
so
good.
That's the way to. But it's that kind of weird thing. You know, you're standing there looking at sculpture. It's and what kind of conversation develops? Isn't the idea of a first date the opportunity to get to know that person better to see if you want a second date and maybe a third date with that person?
Mm-hmm. So what, in your opinion, then, is the idea of a perfect first date?
A nice dinner. Nice
dinner.
Now, it can't be too romantic. You can't go too heavy. But like you and your boyfriend, a nice Mexican restaurant somewhere. But when the mariachi band comes, you run to the bathroom.
We run.
But a nice restaurant situation where, you know what, you can have a nice conversation.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe afterwards, if you're in a downtown area, you take a walk, whatever, maybe a little coffee afterwards. The idea is to interact on a first date.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the only way you know if you want to have a second date.
You don't think, though, that people are acting on a first date? I mean, we're
of course
going
they
off
are.
On a tangent now, but
oh, of course they are, because you got all the airs going, the pretensions are up because you're nervous, you're scared, you're trying to look your best, you're trying to act your best, you're trying not to slip up. You're not really getting the full picture. Date number one.
Mm.
Right?
When do you think the full picture really comes into play?
You gotta go at least 5 or 6 dates into it. At least.
And then you'll start to see the true colors starting to filter through,
right,
I think.
Right. First time you annoy the person and you start to get the stink eye and all these other things.
The
and
stink eye.
And
the
all
side
these
eye.
Little things start coming your way. Yep. Then you start to open up and you really mm-hmm. see at least 5 or 6 dates. 5 or 6 interactive dates, not 5 or 6 dates sitting in a movie theater, not even talking to each
no,
other.
No, you got to do something.
Right.
You know.
And the last one, to me, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hiking. Hey, honey. Or not. You're not even
no,
honey at that point.
No, you're not even
a
honey yet.
Hey, Jill. What do you say we get together on Saturday and go walk for 20 miles in the woods?
Well, that
why?
For me is screaming capture and... I don't know, something
capture.
Bad happening. If I didn't know someone and they said, hey, Christina, I want to take you out. Let's go hiking to this secluded area where no one will know if you're missing for 2 or 3 days. I would be like running for the hills in the opposite direction. I got to be honest with you.
You tell your mom and your mom says, gee, that's great. He sounds like a great guy. What's his name? Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, so let's go for a walk.
Little
JD in the woods. My goodness. So now you know, if you want to have a great, successful first date with someone, don't do these things.
Yeah, please.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.